This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, online fashion retailer Zara turns to robots as its in-store pickups surge. How automation is poised to knock the kinks out of e-commerce. But first, these tech headlines. Tech stocks continue to surge, but some fund managers are cooling on the high-flying sector after a years-long love affair. As the journal's Money Beat notes, active fund managers have cut their exposure to the sector to the lowest level in 15 months. This is according to a report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Tech now trails the discretionary sector, which includes companies such as retailers and hotels, as the most crowded trade for large capitalization fund managers. New technology centers are sprouting up throughout Europe. Tech and related companies are fueling 20% of office space in demand in places like Lisbon, Lithuania, and Estonia. According to a report in the journal, tech has pervaded all industries from banking to the grocery business, creating a large demand for tech products and services that can't be fulfilled only by the big tech hubs. And the Trump administration has joined states in a push to expand online sales tax collections. The White House is joining a chorus of state officials seeking to overrule a 1992 precedent exempting many online retailers from having to add taxes to a consumer's final sale. Coming up, how Zara turns to robots to shake up its online retail strategy. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've all got one. You've got one. I've got one. An opinion. We'd like to hear your opinion about our podcast. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcast.
So popular online fashion behemoth Zara has recently found a hook in an online strategy that exploits a rapid-fire production and distribution system known as click and collect. It now intends to implement robots with the hopes that smooth transactions will go even smoother. Is this the beginning to a broader online shakeup strategy? Let's get the latest. Joining us now via Skype from Madrid, Spain, is The Wall Street Journal's Jeanette Newman. Welcome.
Thank you.
So in retail, this online strategy called click and collect, it's what it sounds like. You click buy and you pick it up at the store. Zara in particular has had a success story with this strategy, correct?
That's right. They've been very successful with click and collect, or what maybe some shoppers in the U.S. would hear more as buy online, pick up in the store. So Zara is owned by a Spanish company, Inditex, which is one of the world's biggest retailers. And they've been, unlike some of their competitors, rather successful with their online strategy. And of what they sell online, about one third of those sales are picked up in store. So use the click and collect. So we're talking about a very high number here of click and collect.
And I understand they're turning to automation to try to make it go even smoother. What's their game plan?
So some customers were seeing and starting to complain that they were using click and collect frequently in cities and countries also where click and collect and online shopping is very popular. So the UK and the US. And so the whole point of click and collect and online shopping, as our listeners will know, is that it's supposed to be more convenient. But for some of these click and collect users, it was not as convenient as they wanted. So they would order online, go to the store to pick it up. And if you went into the Zara stores and other stores as well, you wouldn't know exactly where to go. So you'd go and you'd wait in the normal checkout line, get to the front of the line, find out, no, it's not this line. There's actually a special click and collect line upstairs. Go wait up there. If there happened to be a lot of people at that same time, there could be a line while the attendants were trying to retrieve the packages from the back. So Zara decided to try to automate that process to make it convenient and kind of live up to the expectations that shoppers have for online shopping. So they rolled out this automated robot. And basically what that automated robot does is you go up to the shopper walks into the store and there's a designated click and collect area. And it looks like a screen. And on that screen, you type in a code or scan a code that Zara has sent you when you picked up or when you ordered your item online. And then a robot behind the scenes is working in a small little warehouse there that can hold, I think it's around 1,200 packages at any one time. You type in your code, you type in your number, and then out pops your package or packages into a little drop box and you walk away. And, hopefully Zara hopes that that's something that will encourage more people to use click and collect and keep customers happy. And just to make clear, this is something that Zara has rolled out at one store, kind of as a trial in near their headquarters, which are in northern Spain. And they're planning to launch the second one at a store in London in May, and from there roll out to other stores and other countries, although they won't provide details yet on exactly what the time frame is.
Seems like a natural progression. I like it. So you see the strategy in motion, you see why it works. Is it starting to gain traction as a growing focus for other retailers as well? Just from what I see, I notice a lot more retailers adopting similar such strategies right here in the U.S.
I think they are. And I think it's also important. I have to confess that I'm not much of an online shopper myself. And so I had to pause a little bit and think of kind of the benefits of click and collect.
Okay.
I think more shoppers are seeing the benefits, which can be the following. So one of the benefits is that it's free. And also depending on where you live, if you have somebody, if you live in kind of a standalone home and somebody can drop a package safely into your house, then it's no problem. But if like many of us, you live in an apartment where there's not always somebody at the front door,
right,
waiting for a package,
sure,
then maybe you don't want to leave your package in your front area and you worry about it getting stolen or getting lost or whatever. And so the idea having click and collect is you don't have to worry about that at all. You just pick the store that's nearest to you where it's sent and you go pick it up. And then that leads to another benefit, which is that, as I'm sure has happened to many of us, for those who do buy online,
right,
you get it, you don't like it, and you want to return it. And it can be a real pain to return things by shipping. So the benefit of doing it with click and collect is that you can then return the item or try on another item right there in the store. So I think those are some of the benefits that customers are seeing, and retailers like Zara are trying to respond to that increased use of click and collect.
Yeah, it's an interesting climate, this e-commerce thing that every retailer is clearly trying to navigate. Wall Street Journal reporter Jeanette Newman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Thank you.
For more on the story, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.